This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Time to wake up, sweet Katie. It's Saturday morning, and we have an exciting day ahead of us. Yes, that's Daddy getting underneath your pretty princess blankets. You know that's our favorite way to wake you up. Mommy or Daddy's mouth licking your sweet princess pussy to a sweet little girl orgasm. That's all me and Daddy want to do is make you feel good. We would never do anything to hurt you. You're our sweet little princess. And ever since you turned 5 years old, we figured you were ready to learn about sex and what Mommy and Daddy can do to make you feel good. Whenever you feel like you're ready for Daddy's cock, that's the day we will introduce you to really big girl sex. But most important thing, though, is that you learn how pretty princess pussy can feel good with Mommy and Daddy's mouth. Yes, how's Daddy's tongue feel? Does it hurt, right? That's good. Me and Daddy love waking up with the taste of your sweet princess pussy on our tongue. Yes, Mommy's going to lift up your little nightgown and kiss on your sweet tiny nipples. You taste so, so fresh and sweet, baby. Mommy and Daddy's sexy little girl. Mommy can't wait to get between your legs and taste my favorite girl. You know, Mommy and Daddy love you so, so much. Way more than your bratty twin sister. We would never, ever kiss on her like this. You've always been the better twin. Our little princess. She doesn't taste as sweet as you anyway. And that's why you have this perfect room with all the toys you want. A mommy and daddy that spends so much time licking and kissing your princess parts, spoiling you. It's because you deserve it. And me and your daddy hope that when you get a little older, after all this loving molesting we do to you, you'll be the perfect little sex doll for me and Daddy. And you know, Mommy has been looking online on getting you your very own special design little girl lingerie so you can be an even more pretty princess. Yes, sheer pink lace all over your sweet little five-year-old body. Oh my God, me and Daddy won't be able to keep our hands off of you. And as always, all you have to do there is lay and look pretty and enjoy me and Daddy's love and attention. You can literally could not be any more perfect. Oh, you have the face of a baby doll and this long, curly, blonde hair. And then your body. Oh, my goodness. It's like having a porcelain baby doll. A sexy baby doll, though. And your sweet little princess pussy. Oh, me and Daddy, we just want to worship it. It's the most perfect, petite, puffy little pussy. Oh, Daddy, can Mommy get her morning treat now? Yes, I'm desperate for it. I'll give you another turn. Don't worry. It's just Mommy's mouth is watering for our little princess pussy. There's nothing Mommy loves more than spreading these precious little lips with my tongue and lapping up all that little girl sweetness. Oh, yes. Lovingly molesting her with my tongue. Oh, God. Mommy loves 5-year-old princess pussy. Paying attention to that sensitive little girl clit. I'm just sticking Mommy's pinky inside. Never hurting her. That's right, Daddy. Make out with our sweet little princess while Mommy licks and sucks her pretty princess pussy. I love tasting Daddy's saliva on this kinder pussy. That's a good girl. Let us make you feel good. Mommy brought you into this world to be our sexy little incest princess. And by the time you're a preteen, you're going to be so primed and willing to have sex with Mommy and Daddy. You'll make love with Mommy and Daddy. Growing up, knowing how good it feels to have your little pussy lovingly molested. Good girl. I think you're going to come for Mommy, aren't you? Give Mommy that sweet little girl pussy cream. Mommy's such a lesbian for her little princess. Come for Mommy, baby. Give Mommy that 5-year-old orgasm. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. I swear her orgasms make her taste even sweeter. Finish her up, babe. I'm going to go down to the basement and wake up that bratty little bitch and get her ready for you, okay? Love you. And Mommy loves you so, so much, my sweet princess. Get out of bed now. Bad girls like you get drug out of bed by their hair because that's what you deserve. Get into position. God, you disgust me. You know that? You can't even look cute like your twin sister whenever you wake up. I mean, what am I saying? You never look fucking cute. I mean, sure, you're identical twins, but there's just something about you. I knew it from the moment you were born. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You fucking little bitch. How hard is it for you to get on your knees, look down, and put your dirty little hands in your lap? It's not fucking hard, even for you, a dumb little five-year-old bitch. Yes, I hope. You're enjoying your new living quarters down here in the basement, by the way. Yeah, Daddy made sure you had a bedroom that suited you. Down below the ground, cold and dark, stocked with all our necessities. Paddles, whips, bondage devices, dildos, and hardcore porn playing 24/7 because this is your life, you filthy little slut. You are nothing but an object to me and your father, a punching bag. A filthy little cum dump, a dumb five-year-old whore who will never see the light of day, never go to school. Watching nasty whores get raped on porn is your schooling. That's all you need in that dumb little brain of yours. How to empty your father's balls and how to best receive abuse like a dumb fucking whore. And I actually love this new rule of no clothes for you. Ever, because it saves us money. Well, I mean, it gives us more money to use on your perfect sister and dress her with the prettiest of clothes. Yeah, you'll just be naked and nude and exposed like a fucking slave, because that's what you are. A slave to mommy and daddy. Now lean your ugly little head back. Mommy's horny for making your sister come. Yes, get your stupid fucking pathetic face right there in mommy's cunt. Yes, right there. There we go. Lick, you fucking bitch. Come on, be useful. You're an ugly little whore, so you might as well be useful by making your parents come. Hold on. You listen to me. Look mommy in the eyes so you can understand how serious I am. You will lick mommy's cunt like I've taught you, or I will strap you down to the bed and bring that big black man in again to punish your fucking holes. And trust me, he's got way more aggression to take out on a little girl like you. And I have no problems pimping you out to aggressive sex offenders like him. Do you understand me? Now use your fucking tongue like a good little bitch, or I will make sure your holes are abused and prolapsed for days. Now get it back into mommy's cunt. Put some fucking pressure on that tongue, and I don't have all day. Daddy's going to be down here any moment, and he's going to be hard and ready to rape your little fucking holes and dump that cum into you. Oh, yes. There we go. That's better. And thank God you have a twin. So we have a pretty little girl to actually enjoy and love on. I guess we're thankful. Yeah, for having a pathetic little rape doll like you to abuse. But everyone loves little girls like your sister. Mm-hmm. I know I love her. I love her with my whole heart. She's so pretty, precious, and just fucking perfect. Little girls like you, though, born to be used like a cum rag, a tiny, petite cum rag, a cum rag for mommy to grind her fucking cunt against. An object I can use to take out my frustrations. A warm mouth to use as a fucking sex toy to get mommy off. Yeah, there you go. Here, mommy will grind against you to make it a little bit more better. Yeah. Oh, hey, daddy. Hey, I'm almost there. Close to coming all over her pathetic face. I can feel her hyperventilating into my cunt. Oh, and you know how much I love that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, finger rape her filthy little girl hole while mommy finishes. Make her scream against me, babe. Harder. Oh, make that little bitch squeal. Oh, that's it, you good for nothing 5-year-old fuck rag. Yeah, take mommy's cum. Yeah. Oh, good. Maybe it'll make her look prettier, babe. Oh, yes. Look at you. You fucking filthy little whore. Oh, my God. She pissed herself and all over the floor. Daddy, I think she needs a punishment in that little piss cunt. Yeah, making a mess in her room like that. Yep, get on the fucking ground and lick it up. Now. Don't make me pull you by the hair and use you like a fucking mop. Use your tongue as a wash rag and clean up your little girl piss, you fucking nasty girl. Oh, Daddy, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm, great idea. Rape her doggy style on the floor, and I'll make sure she keeps licking her piss off the floor. hold on. Why are you screaming, little girl? You know Daddy doesn't take his time when it comes to raping your little cunt. One of these days, you'll get used to it. Or don't. I mean, we don't really care. In fact, I'm pretty sure it turns your father on to hear you scream when his fat daddy dick rips into your little rape hole. And you better keep licking that piss off the floor, you dirty little bitch. Enjoy that cocktail of your nasty little girl piss and some of mommy's squirt that leaked down there. And you are, I gotta give it to you, you are doing better not trying to run away every time your father's cocks thrust into your slutty little girl holes. Although you do get a little squirmy when he uses your little asshole. Come on. Come on, here. Mommy will help and grab you by your hair and guide your fucking tongue rag. Suck up your piss, little bitch. Don't let Daddy's hard pounding distract you. Fucking focus on the task. Taking cock and cleaning up your own fucking filth. You see? Mommy and Daddy spend every morning delicately licking your sister's sweet princess pussy that, oh my God, it just tastes like pineapple juice. And we kiss her softly and lovingly because she's such a pretty little girl. I mean, she's the perfect daughter. But you, you're different, obviously. Don't ask me how either. We just knew you were the runt of the litter, despite the fact that you're identical twins. I mean, we needed one daughter to take out all our frustrations. Mommy and Daddy are pedophiles. We wanted to lovingly molest our children, but we also wanted to violently and brutally rape and abuse our children. And when Mommy found out we had twins, we thought we won the fucking lottery. One daughter to enjoy sweet, loving incest and spoil like a princess, and one daughter to dehumanize and use like a fucking toy. And you know what card you drew? You're basically like a fucking dog. We cage you up in the basement, feed you, train you to be our bitch, and one day, when you're old enough, you'll be a breeding factory for Daddy so we can keep pumping out fresh fuck meats for when you and your sister get older and a little boring for your pedophile parents. You'll be down here forever, though, raped and tortured, bred and used. But you should feel lucky. You get Daddy's amazing pedophile rapist cock, and you should be thankful for the attention we give you. Even if it's painful and mean, it's good for you. And one day, you'll be so mind-fucked that you'll love Mommy and Daddy even more than your sister loves us. Because you'll be a dumb little bitch. But the only thing we love about you is how you can get us off. How you can make us come, because it's just way more fun to fuck tiny young little girls. Oh, what's that, Daddy? You want me to strap up? I thought you'd never ask. How about the 8-inch dildo today? I'm feeling very aggressive. That's right, baby. Mommy's putting on her strap-on cock, and Daddy wants you double stuffed and wants to rape your innocent little throats. So get your whore ass on the bed now and bend over. Come on. Come on. Push that little five-year-old ass higher up. Mommy doesn't want to squat so low. Daddy's not wasting time. Yeah, skull rape that fucking whore, Daddy. Make sure you remind her she should be thankful for simple breath after being choked from your fat cock so long. And now Mommy's gonna stuff this impossibly large cock in your little fuck hole. There we go. There's some lube for you. Get ready, you little cunt. Mommy's going in hard. Yeah, scream onto Daddy's cock. That's a good little bitch. Just a fucking cock sleeve right now. A Kinder cock sleeve. And you know, baby, I was thinking this morning, I think it's been too long since we've had our special friends over. All our sadistic pedo friends. Yeah, I think Kylie is overdue for some pedo gangbang action. We can't have her getting too comfortable with Mommy and Daddy's rave. And I say we tape the whole thing this time. Have everyone wear a mask just so we have our own personal porn to look back on. Our five-year-old rape daughter pounded and stuffed by a big group of depraved pedophiles. And we'll even have Jim bring his big dog. She'll be so humiliated. Raped by a fucking animal. Oh, fuck. I never get tired of watching her little cunt stretch to the limit, looking like it's just sucking this strap-on cock in. Oh, fuck. I love fucking little girls. I mean, riding their face is fucking hot. But there's just something about having this powerful, painful dick between my legs, thrusting into such a petite, tiny little frame. Oh, it turns me on so fucking much. And raping my daughter with my husband at the same time. So fucking hot. Oh, you always look so hot raping her. You listen to me. Listen to me, you little bitch. Yeah, because I can tell Daddy is about to blow his big load straight down your throat. And I want you to get this in your stupid fucking head while you taste and feel Daddy's cum. You are a five-year-old rape doll, dumb and worthless without cock inside of you and cum oozing out of your little girl holes. You are a fucking slut that needs to be punished by every fucking day by your mommy and daddy. Your parents are insatiable child fuckers, but even more insatiable when it comes to brutal rape with little girls. Yeah, you were bred and put into mommy's belly just so you came out and got abused and satisfied me and daddy, born to take daddy's cum, a tiny little underage cum dump and slave to rape by your parents. That's it, baby. Give her daddy's rape seed. Explode in her elementary mouth. I don't give a shit if she can't breathe. She's got your cock in her mouth, and that's all that fucking matters. Milking daddy's pedo cock. That's it. Oh my God, I can hear that stupid cunt gagging. What, little girl? You don't like the taste of cum, huh? Is it too bitter? Well, too fucking bad. Swallow it and be thankful you served pedo daddy. Come on, swallow it down. Make that sperm slide down your little throat just like that. Oh, yes. Let me just pop this fucking dildo out of there. Now stay there, you filthy fucking cunt. Yes. You think about what you could have done to make us come more quickly, you fucking worthless kid. Can't even get raped correctly. There you go. Shower with mommy spit. I'll come down and feed you whatever your sister didn't eat for breakfast, okay?